from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
But when it's a consensus that everyone thinks this is the guy, you're probably just going to take him. Like, it's rare that you have a quarterback prospect like a Trevor Lawrence, like a Caleb Williams, like an Andrew Luck, and you don't take him number one overall because everyone's just telling you to do it. So it's like, hell, these guys know what they're talking about.
Andrew Luck's a great example, and we can, you know, we can talk a lot about all the things that he can do on a football field. It was pretty obvious. Andrew Luck's really good. He's really smart. And then the system he was in with the coaching and the ownership and the infrastructure destroyed him.
Yeah. He didn't get an offensive line. You invested all of this. You sucked forever. I guess just for like a year or two. And they got lucky because they went from Peyton to Andrew Luck. And now they're still trying to find their next guy since then. But yeah, they stunk. You got the guy, but then you didn't draft anyone to help him.
I know.
Like, you get Quentin Nelson like after he's gone.
I know.
It's like, what are we doing?
Well, but I think this goes to now let's turn it into the Brandon Ayuk conversation. And it's like, I understand wanting to make every last dollar, but you also have to survey the landscape and say to yourself, all right, but what's my ability? You know, like when you're in a company, they always ask you these questions like, do you want to grow with the company? Right? Do you one day want to go from, you know, I'm an apprentice and I want to go to journeyman. And then one day I'd like to be the foreman, right? Mm-hmm. Well, it's the same thing could be said at wide receiver. Do you want to get a big contract? Yes, I do. Well, do you think you have an opportunity here to put up really good numbers to get that third contract, to get that fourth contract? What about making money off the field, right? Does any of that interest you? You can't be penny wise, pound foolish in these situations. So maybe I make $1 million or $2 million annual less here, but I have a much better chance 3 years from now to get multiple Pro Bowls, to get, you know, 1,200 yards, win big playoff games, and get a Nissan commercial, and get an Adidas commercial, and get that third or fourth contract. And I think that's what Belichick is talking about when he's talking about that cut that we played earlier. It's like, all right, Brandon, I know you want to get paid the most. And I don't know what his algorithm is. I know you want to get paid a lot of money. Like, I understand that. But, like, the money isn't equal. So making 27 here is actually going to help you make 33 3 years from now when we renegotiate and you go to 2 Pro Bowls and you win multiple big playoff games and you're Brock Purdy's number one target. And he is now the $60 million quarterback going to John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan saying, I want my number one target to get his third contract. You got to keep this guy. Like, that's, to me, that's powerful.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. Now, that was absolutely powerful. And here's some more sound that you were alluding to. Bill Belichick on with Pat McAfee yesterday. Listen, real quick, I cannot wait to hear Bill Belichick talking NFL and Nick Saban talking college. It's going to be so, like, I cannot wait. Nick Saban was great last week.
Well, did you hear what they were doing? Predictions. And this was great. I loved it. They're doing predictions, and Nick Saban is like, yeah, I used to rip all you guys for doing these predictions. I don't really want to do them, but I kind of have to do them. And it's like, yeah, Nick, like, that's
part of the gig.
That's what we do. Like, a lot of people, like, will critique what we're doing. And it's like, you have to understand, we're talking about your favorite teams 20, 25 hours a week on live radio. Things are happening, and it gets redundant. If you don't think we're exhausted by the Draymond punch, you're tripping yourself, right? If you don't think we're exhausted talking Brandon Ayuk, 27 or 28 million, but it's Lowry what Markkinen. You guys want to talk about.
There you go. Yeah, Lowry Markkinen. You see his picture yesterday? He's happy in Utah.
I'm so ready to not bring up the name Lowry Markkinen for the next 5 years.
Ever again.
I hate him.
You hate him. Carter hates him.
I'm with you, though. But, like, this Brandon Ayuk thing's like, he's really good. I want him on the team. This is gone on way too far. This is like the couple that's been talking about getting married for 12 years. Like, just get married then.
Seriously, the 4-year engagement or whatever that movie was with Jason Segel. Bill Belichick on other teams' contracts impacting his negotiations.
Hey, so whenever these deals happen around the league, when a deal happens, and your general manager, your guy that's trying to figure out your people, you see these deals happening, you go, what are they doing? What are they? Why is that what we're paying people now? Because it immediately affects your deals, right? Whenever that type of stuff happens somewhere else, those become the comps, that becomes a conversation. So then that becomes your headache for every single negotiation. So you're looking around whatever website, whether it's Pro Football Talk or ESPN or getting text messages, you see a deal get announced, and you go, whoa, that's what we... And then you immediately see 10 headaches on your team. I got 10 guys better than that guy. That's going to is that real? Is that like the reality of the business whenever you're in one of those positions?
I personally don't look at it that way, but I think, you know, the players do. And I think it certainly comes up in the conversation. My conversation to the players would always be, look, we can do what we can do. I can't control what another team paid somebody else or didn't pay somebody else. That's really out of my control. The only thing I can tell you is here's what we can do. And I would try to structure the contracts on the team I was coaching so that they were consistent. So you can come into me and say, well, you know, Bill's getting more than I am and I'm a lot better than he is. Then that creates a problem for me because, you know, you've made the decision on those numbers. So, you know, when somebody else throws out a number, you know, you have to deal with it. But in the end, it's not your number. So, you know, we can't negotiate. Look, every player is going to come in and say, well, this is the highest paid guy. Some of the team's getting it. You know, we want that. Well, you can't make everybody the highest paid guy based on contracts, you know, on 31 other teams in the league. It's impossible. So I try to structure it on what our team is. And if Brady's making less than, you know, a corner, there's something wrong, right? There's something wrong. And then that corner might leave and go somewhere else. But I can't pay a corner more than I'm paying my starting quarterback who's won 3 Super Bowls, you know, in 2010 or whatever. Hey, I've had that conversation.
Bill Belichick on Pat McAfee yesterday, Joe Shasky.
This is what we've been talking about for like 3 years. Yep. So like let's break this down. If Bosa's making 15% of the cap this year, AAV, I mean, this is just the rough estimate. And Warner's making 10%. Okay. Trent's sitting here and he's like, well, I'm only making 12.5% of that cap. I'm one of the best players on this team. I need to be closer to Bosa's number. That's what he's saying. And then you got Debo making 11.5% of the cap. And now you got Ayuk saying, hey, well, I'm better than Debo.
I was second team all pro last year.
Right? Yep. I need to make more than him. I can see where this gets out of control. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking here and I'm saying like, and this is why CMC got paid earlier. CMC's like, I'm only making, you know, 4 or 5% AAV of the cap, right? The annual percentage of the cap. So I need to be bumped up. Now he's making 7.5, but it gets into this. And this is where like everyone's just your pocket watching. No, that's what all the players are doing. There's a hierarchy and there's a pecking order in that locker room. And so I do believe that Trent needs to be prioritized before Brandon Ayuk. And if Brandon Ayuk is making more per year than Trent, I think you're going to have problems.
Bill Belichick, again, was so good at doing everything else, the little things that we really just, I think, take for granted for now. Because he was not only just the head coach, he was the GM. He was everything for that organization. And now I think we view Shanahan a little bit like that. Not quite to that level of Belichick because he does rely on the prerogs. John Lynch, I still would like to give him some credit as well.
He has final say.
Correct. But he has final say over everything.
That's what I believe.
Correct. But the more you're talking about it, Joe Shasky, the more I'm thinking, why didn't they just trade him on draft night? The more you keep saying it, like, because now you're starting to start this trend of just one-upping each other's teammates, and that's got to affect the locker room somehow. Like, it just has to affect the psyche. Belichick and Brady in the Patriot way, laugh at it all you want. There was a method to that madness and just prioritizing, as you just heard Belichick say, yeah, Malcolm Butler's not going to be making more than Tom Brady. Sorry. Go to Tennessee, Malcolm. It's just not going to...
And I agree with him.
Right? Like, it is what it is. You have to prioritize certain positions over others. Again, and we're talking about all this because Ayuk's holding out, Trent Williams holding out, and Brock Purdy's contract is looming after this season. So going back to Stannis of the House Baratheon, hard truths, they cut both ways, Joe Shasky. The hard truth is going to be cut here in the coming weeks when it comes to Brandon Ayuk and Trent Williams.
Well, and I like the player. I want the player to stay on the team, right? We all want the player. We like Ayuk. He's really good. He's really good. I think the Niners think he's really good. But I also think they're evaluating this saying, all right, let's do a brain exercise. Quarterback is the most important player on the team, right?
Yes.
And he's going to get paid at some point. And on this team, it's left tackle and running back over wide receiver.
Yes.
In whatever order you want.
With this running back in particular, yes.
Right? Right? Yes. And that might not be the case 2 years from now. No. Like, it might not be the case by the end
of
this year.
If it's Elijah Mitchell, then it's not, but it's Christian McCaffrey, so it is.
Yes, exactly. And then we could start having conversations on, all right, is it Kittle? Who I would argue he makes so little compared to these other positions that it's great value and you keep him around, right? I think tight end is the best value in sports right now. Mm-hmm. They're making 15 of the high end of the market is $15 million, $20 million per year. That's half of what an elite wide receiver is making right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they give you comparable production at left tackle as a blocker if they're great at it, which is what Kittle is, and as a pass catcher. So, like, to me, they're a dynamic value. Wide receiver, is it smart business to spend 25% of your cap on two players at wide receiver when you don't throw the ball like that?
No. It's just like it's
when also college is pumping out wide receivers.
They really are.
And if you look at the hit rate, it's a little better at wide receiver than it is at all these other positions.
I'm seeing all, dude, not even college. I just keep seeing high school film of these, like, guys. He's 6'2", 6'3", just 200 pounds, jacked, running 4.40. I was like, what are we doing out here? Just pumping, like, California, too. We're just so blessed in the Bay Area and in Southern California. We just have such an amazing pipeline of talent. Like, Brock Bowers was in Napa Valley, and he was just ball. He was best player in college football for Georgia. And I can't wait to see him. I think the Raiders is not going to be great, but I think Brock Bowers is going to be a baller. In that offense, the two tight end sets. I can't wait for football. I got my fantasy draft tomorrow.
Oh,
the 95-7 one that you and Bonte Hill duck.
Yeah,
by the way,
no, time out. I'm in a friends league.
No, they're scared.
In a family league.
No,
I'm not.
Stop.
I'm not going to be in 4 or 5 leagues anymore. I'm in 2 leagues.
Carter,
friends
are you
and
in
family.
The league?
Of course.
Okay, so
how many leagues?
I'm in 3 this year and I hate it.
It's one too many, right?
Way too many.
That's what I'm
totally
saying.
Agree.
So why are you guys hating on me saying friends, family, that's it?
I'm not hating. I'm just saying you and Bonte are scared. You guys don't want the smoke.
No, we're
that's
not
okay.
scared.
That's
it's just
right.
I'm cool. I'm good off of, like, rooting for and against every player on my screen at all times.
I know you're not scared of this guy that's going to come up next.
Carter, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Totally. But
Tyreek Hill scored! Damn it, I'm playing him in 2 leagues!
Wouldn't you think, though, that the work league here would be really the crown jewel of all your leagues?
No.
I think maybe Bonte lost to Kolsky a couple years ago. I don't think Bonte won. Maybe he did. Everyone laughed at him for taking Kelsey in round one, and then he shoved it in everyone's face, I guess, a couple years ago about it. Anyways, Brian Baldinger is coming up next to Oshiaski. We got 5 questions that need to be answered for the 49ers this season. We're going to talk about them, then we're going to present them to Baldy, and then at 8 o'clock, we're going to ask you, the callers, at 888-957-9570 to hop on and answer those questions as well. That's coming up next, and it's sponsored by Chilton Autobody.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Howdy.
This is Jeremiah from Fremont, also known as the Legend Jerry, and you're listening to the Morning Rose with Bonte Hill and Butcher Boy Joe Shasky, two Bay Area homegrown legends themselves, everybody. And I want you guys, everybody, to stay with me now. The best part of waking up is the Morning Rose
in your cup.
Spinoni in for Bonte Hill alongside Joe Shasky. We love Jeremiah and Fremont. And we also love the Red and Gold Summit. Join us Wednesday, September 4th at Fremont Bank in Fremont. The address is 39150 Fremont Boulevard. Willer and Dibbs will start things off from 2 to 4. The rest of the hosts will join from 4 to 6 to talk about the biggest storylines surrounding the 49ers at the start of the season. You can come and watch as well. Space is limited. First come, first serve. We would love to have you down at Fremont Bank. We love our peeps over at Fremont Bank, Joe Shasky. We got Brian Baldinger joining us here in about 12 minutes, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Cannot wait to talk some football. Talk cut day with Brian Baldinger. I want to get his thoughts on that. If he's ever been cut, that feeling, you know, we were just talking about me, you, and the boss man, you know, that scene in Major League, both of them, actually. I love Major League 1 and 2. I have a soft spot for 2 because I feel like I watched that one a lot more when I was younger. Shout out Rube Baker, all-time character. But that red tag when they open up, and they know that they've been cut. Like, it's just such a good, like, a visceral thing. Just a little piece of paper that determines your future.
Did you ever do cuts in high school? Did you ever like?
No, they didn't like. I was JV. I played the whitest of the white sports in high school. By the way, water polo and golf. Okay. So no, I was not. I did not get the little red hanky or tag. No.
Yeah, like I depending on what school, like they would just like post the team up on like the athletic director's, you know, glass door or whatever, and there'd just be like a list of who made it to the next day and everything. Everyone would be like hovering around looking at it. So
I don't know if they do that in today's society. I think that's like a microaggression or something like that. They're not allowed to do that.
And this is why America's soft.
I'm just saying, I don't think you can do that anymore. You can't post everyone that's there. You're going to get a private email. You're going to come to the office, stuff like that. No, I like a good shaming every now and then.
It's not even a shaming. It's just like it's a cold dose of reality.
Well, exactly.
But hear me out, though. Like, you fail in life, right? You're probably not going to get the promotion
at first term. I only win. What? I never fail. I'm a winner. It's a mindset, Joe Shasky. We need to get on my level.
Honestly, like, we are in a participation trophy era, and if you're not ready to have some adversity in life, like, you're in for a rude awakening.
I didn't want to cut you off there. Sorry. I think we did a good job not cutting each other off. It's our parents' fault, by the way, for the participation trophy era. I keep hearing the previous generation crapping on my millennial generation that it's, oh, you guys are the participants. No. I was a kid, and you gave me a yellow ribbon for participating.
Yeah, we didn't get
it. I wasn't in charge of that. Yeah. I throw that thing away. I didn't want that.
Yeah. My fault.
Come on. Yeah. Clean it up.
My era was either you win or you sit in the back of the truck and quietly, we're not getting ice cream.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I was thinking of Little League and stuff, too, and Mustang League and all that sort of stuff with the Little League World Series. Who won? Florida? Florida won? They beat Chinese Taipei?
Yeah, on a bunt.
On a bunt. That's actually pretty sick.
Yeah. PFPs, you gotta go cover first.
I saw that. There was no one there.
And then seeing one of the coaches run around like he won the World Series.
Oh, come on. You do the same, Butch. Come on.
No. You don't do that. You don't. Like, we had a team that we were playing against this year at Twin Creeks, and the two coaches chest bumped each other when someone scored in the first inning. And I looked over at my boy Jim, and I was like, oh my God, what an obnoxious crew.
I think I met Jim. He was at the, we had the 95.
He's the best.
He's a very nice guy.
We ended up beating them, and it was like, you clowns.
You should have chest bumped too.
No, I'm not going to chest bump after a 12-year-old like home run in the first inning. Are you kidding me?
I'm out.
Give me a break.
Thank you. All right. We got five questions we're going to ask Baldy here in about 9 minutes. Chest bump. I wanted to touch on them real quick with you, Joe Shasky, before we get to it. Because I think these are the five questions that I think most 49ers fans is pressing in the back of their minds right now. It's cut day. We'll get into that. But let's get to these five questions real quick.
Give them to me.
And if we can have a bed, I'm putting you on the spot for this one, Carter. Go to Spadoni Beds. It should be in red. It'll be NFL.
Spadoni Beds.
It'll be an NFL primetime. This is kind of taking you behind the scenes here of what I have to go through. Look at that.
Oh,
pot it down a little bit.
Prime
we'll
time.
Be good. Perfect. All right. Number one, Joe Shasky. What will be the 49ers regular season record without Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk? Without those two players.
I think it's going to be 9-8, 10-7. I think that they can win 9-10 games because they've got unbelievable play calling. They've got a guy that understands how to coach around some of the issues that they have, but I do believe it would be a huge problem for them all year. And I also think that their defense is good enough to where they could play ball control and change the style of how they play, right? Like, they had an explosive offense last year. It will not be as explosive without Ayuk and no Trent Williams, but I think they can play ball control, run the ball down your throat, tighter games. It's incumbent on special teams being elite, though.
So they're going to be a playoff team, but not going to win that division, is what you're telling me.
Yes.
Okay. You like the Rams?
In that scenario, yeah, probably the Rams. And I'm not ready to sleep on Seattle. I want to see what they look like.
So that's question one, the regular season record without Trent Williams.
I mean, remember, they lost Joe Staley for about four games during 2019, and I believe went 3-1 during that stretch.
That's true. Number two, when I say Kyle Shanahan, Joe Shasky, you say what?
Winner.
Really?
Kyle Shanahan's a winner. Yeah, he is. Kyle Shanahan's a winner. Now, he hasn't won the ultimate one, but that doesn't mean that this guy's not a winner. Everywhere he goes, he's got the magic pixie dust to make the roster better, whether that's through his own play calling or his identification of talent. And you're going to have misses. I mean, he has Trey Lance on his resume, but he also has George Kittle, and he also has Debo, and he has Ayuk, and he has Brock Purdy. So I think this guy's a winner, and I think that everywhere he goes, he makes the situation better.
I like that. We're doing five questions, the five most pressing questions for the San Francisco 49ers this upcoming season. We got Baldy here in 7 minutes. We're going to ask him these questions as well. And then at 8 o'clock, I want to ask it to the people, and I want you guys to call in at 888-957-9570. All right, number three here. Who would you say is the face of the San Francisco 49ers?
I think the face of the San Francisco 49ers is Kyle Shanahan.
The coach.
I do.
Interesting.
I do.
Can you say that for any other team in the NFL? Their coach?
Sean McVay, Rams.
Ooh.
Sean Payton, Denver Broncos.
Oh, yeah, Payton. Not Bo Nix?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
And it's wild that the head coach here, with all the stars that they have, I'm here to listen to the George Kittle, the CMC, Brock Purdy, Bosa, Fred Warner. But man, when I think of the Niners, Shanahan is their identity.
Interesting. I would say Kittle, because I think that's what most people would associate with San Francisco. But I hear you when I think like the media, like at large, I think we all think of Kyle Shanahan first. But maybe the average fan might think of a player. Number four here. Besides Brock Purdy, Joe Shasky, who needs to have a career year to give the 49ers the best chance at winning a Super Bowl? Besides the quarterback.
I'm going to go Nick Bosa. I'm looking at this defensive line, and I'm very worried about this defensive line just in general, stopping the run. If you told me Nick Bosa had a career year, I think the 49ers are going to have a top three defense, and they're going to be a force to be reckoned with. I know Kyle Shanahan can scheme it up. Even if guys go down, he can find a way. I mean, their leading receiver in the playoffs in 2019 was Kendrick Bourne.
You know what that tells me? If Nick Bosa's having a career year, it means Leonard Floyd's being a monster on the other side.
I love that.
Yeah, it means Leonard Floyd is being that guy.
And that back into that secondary is feeling real good.
Yep.
Because I bet he gets a lot of coverage sacks.
We got five questions here, four down, and we're going to ask these to Baldy here in a couple minutes. Again, Brian Baldinger joining us as he does every single Tuesday at 7:30. We're going to get to Baldy here in just a second. I already see him with his NFL hat on. He's looking great. He's got the light blue shirt on, making those eyes pop, baby.
Baldy.
All right, number five here, Joe Shasky. The biggest threat to the 49ers in the NFC is who?
I'm going to say it's the Philadelphia Eagles.
Ooh, fly, Eagles, fly.
I'm very worried about them. I'll listen to Green Bay. I'll listen to Detroit. I feel like that division's going to cannibalize itself a little. And I look at that NFC East. I think Jaden Daniels is at minimum a year away. And New York Giants stink. I think Philly is a team with Saquon Barkley. I want to see what they look like this year. I'm very worried about Philadelphia.
Whenever there's a something going on with the head coach and the quarterback, that's never a good sign.
You've red flagged them?
I think that's probably the talk of Philadelphia sports talk right now. Not the Phillies, not the Flyers, not the Sixers and Paul George. It's Sirianni and Jalen Hurts, and maybe we'll ask that to Baldy here in just a second. But I just can't put the Eagles there. Talent-wise, absolutely. I love the pick of Cooper DeJean, by the way. I think he's going to be great.
Baller.
By the way, he looks just like Lucas Alexander. If Lucas Alexander hit the gym, he got jacked. Same guy. No, seriously. Go look at their faces.
Love you, Lucas.
Same person. No, Lucas is fine, though. He's slimmed down. He's looking good. He's getting a little older. He's got to stay in shape. But Cooper DeJean, I love that pick. They addressed the secondary, which was just atrocious last year. And the Niners stole their souls. So until further notice, the 49ers are Shang Tsung a la Mortal Kombat, Joe Shasky. And they're Scorpion. All right? They're done. They're dead.
Right? I have this feeling that Detroit is going to have...
Scorpion's too much of a badass. I should have gone someone else there. I don't know, like Molina or something.
Get over here.
Yeah,
I think Detroit's going to be really good. But if they lost a couple of more games this year, would you be that surprised?
No, because they have legit expectations.
Exactly.
Like, people were, like, kind of gassing them up last year.
They were really healthy last year.
Like, I need to see more from Green Bay. Like, again, that's why that first game of the season is actually fascinating for 49ers fans to watch. Not only for the rest of the league, because we're going to be in Brazil.
Yeah.
But, like, Eagles, Packers, and Baldy's going to be down there in Brazil.
What is that pass rush going to look like for the Eagles?
And what is Jordan Love going to look like?
That's a great question.
Like, he had an amazing second half.
It's a great question.
He just got paid the bag. I'm not saying it's Jimmy Garoppolo levels with the 49ers where he showed out for five games and got the bag like that, because I do think Jordan Love, talent-wise, is just far superior to Jimmy Garoppolo with all the intangibles, the mechanics, everything. But I need to see more of Jordan Love. I need to see more of Brian Baldinger here. It's Shark Week, Carter.
He breaks down plays better than anyone.
I mean, this is like Shark Week now. And you know what Baker Mayfield is? He's chum. Look at these sharks. You think you're getting away from those four angry sharks? It's Shark Week. It's time to eat. Make the read. Urgency. That's the name of the game right here. Urgency. Now, on it. He's on it. Touchdown. Beautiful throw.
He's our 95.7 The Game NFL insider, Brian Baldinger.
Man, we can't get enough of Baldy here. Within the last, what, week, we've seen him three different times. He's been in studio for 4 hours, just salt of the earth. We love me. We love us some Brian Baldinger. River Island's guest line, that is what he appears on. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Island's guest line. Isn't time for you to discover the islands. River Island's in Lathrop. Brian Baldinger joining Joe Spadoni, Joe Shasky here.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.